You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. We're beginning the show with the sacred gong. Now, that's a very important thing. You know what it means, don't you, symbolically? It means we're going to start the show now. See? My machine thinks that's funny. Of course, if it doesn't get any fresh batteries and it starves. Well, it's been a while. I missed the last 2 weeks because I had a mysterious illness. Oh, man. Trust me, you don't want this. Whatever it was, you don't want it. It was some kind of a stomach virus. And I'm certainly not going to recapitulate what was going on because I had enough trouble recapitulating dinner. You know, nothing stayed down. It was constant regurgitation for a couple of weeks, but they gave me a pill. A young physician's assistant gave me a pill that within hours wiped the whole thing out. Go figure, right? So I'm back now. I'm not 100% right, but was I ever? We're here to spend the next hour looking through the magical window of the tarot. I promise no more gong jokes anyway. These little gadgets get on my nerves, but I do use them, so what's the point, right? Let's see. This is show number 431. You'd think that I wouldn't be nervous, but I am. I always get opening night jitters. Especially if I've missed a couple of shows. And I start wondering, have I lost my touch? But then I realized when it comes to reading tarot cards, I don't have a touch. You know, there's nothing to it. It's just the cards respond to you. And I tell you what I see. That's about it. You know, I don't think there's great skill involved. But you never know. I suppose I shouldn't downplay it, but I do appreciate the people who thanked me for a reading, but it's really their reading. You know, it's you. It's your cards. It's responding to you. The regular viewers will know that so many times the cards just go off on their own and respond to whatever the person was talking about. And some people just have that knack. You know, I get people who call and the cards just love them. And there's nothing difficult about that because the cards just flow out. My throat is a little raw, as you can probably hear. You know, that's the egotistical way of warming up is to just say me, 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 me. But I've decided to just cast my lot with whatever comes. It's been a kind of rough time for me lately, and I spend a lot of time on the phone with bureaucrats who deliver interesting messages to me like, you know, you don't really exist. What do we got here? Look at that, you see? That's soap making equipment. this is my office. You know, this area here is where I get everything magically done, and I treasure this space. Although it is a rather large apartment, as apartments go in this town, it's amazing how fast the space gets used up. I'm cleaning out things bit by bit. I have one room that's filled with cardboard boxes from when we used to do an awful lot of eBay mailing, which isn't really happening that much anymore. And I just need to get my strength together and clean up. Now, the biggest drawback to getting my strength back is certainly not my advanced age. It's my steadily practiced laziness. I'm a born procrastinator, you know. I mean, years and years ago, when I was married to somebody whose name escapes me, there was a very brief marriage. She said I was a procrastinator, you know, and that really hurt me 3 days later when I looked it up. Yeah, a little rim shot, please. I think we take things as they come is the best way to go. Meet life halfway, because life is going to come after you no matter what. So we deal with it. As long as I have Pez in my handy little truck. See, there's my 50-year-old Pez dispenser truck, you know, which means it's a manual transmission. See, parts club. There you go. So we're going to be looking through the cards today. Pardon me for being lethargic, but I spent the last couple of days on painkillers. And boy, does that knock you out. It's very, you know, it's very odd that I have to know how to handle painkillers without hurting myself, you know, which mostly involves drinking water. Just make sure you drink water when you use painkillers, because it works by drawing water out. So, nothing I say should be construed as medical advice, because, I mean, look at me, right? So, I've got nothing particularly interesting to discuss with you, as you've noticed. So why don't we do this? What I can talk to you about, though, is I do have certain things that I'm going to be offering. I'm preparing certain specials. I'm preparing, I'm getting a package with a bunch of stuff that I'm going to be giving away to you when you buy things, such as my world-famous shaving soap. This is the new one. This is the sandalwood shaving soap. This one I like. It's my second favorite. My first favorite is the menthol shaving soap. But let's see. Here, see, look at that. Now that is a nice, pure soap. And if you've tried shaving with a brush and a mug, if you're a man who's done that, mostly men do that anyway, but not most men, only about 5% of men do that. It can be difficult to whip up a lather. Not with my soap. My soap whips up so easily, it's hilarious. It just, you know, it takes a beating gleefully, you know. So before you know it, you'll have a mug filled with foam and a wonderful shave. I have not cut myself with my razor once since using my own soap. Okay, see? I had a very interesting conversation on the street one day with a guy who worked for Amazon, who we talked about shaving with a straight razor. And he said to me, well, I tried that and I cut my face to ribbons. I said, well, then you were doing it wrong. Well, he was so offended by that. Now, it seems to me that if you're going to be doing anything that results in your face needing stitches, you're not doing it properly. You know, just, call me Einstein, but maybe you're doing it wrong. There is a way to use a straight razor that all the movies show, where they have a guy with a fake straight razor pretending to shave. If you shave that way, you'll bleed to death. You'll flay yourself. if you want to know how to do it without hurting yourself at all, I'll tell you half the formula. Use my shaving soap. The other half is in my book on how to shave, which in the old-fashioned way. And I highly recommend that for every man. I have been doing that for years, and I just love it. You connect to the old manly values, and you do what men have been doing for centuries. And it's part of you then become part of a continuum. I know it sounds like a silly thing, but there's something to be said for tradition. And there is a way that all men used to know to use a straight razor or a shavette, which uses a razor blade. Now, that's what I recommend, because you don't have to go through all that garbage maintaining the razor. There's a way to do it. And to me, that's a magical formula. So check it out. Go look at my book at tiny.cc/happyshave, H-A-P-P-Y, of course, with a capital H and a capital S, Happy Shave. And unless I gave you the address incorrectly, fine, you know. But go to mojoacademy.org and look for the page on shaving. And there's loads of books there that are wonderful. I mean, I don't really put much effort into moving the books lately, into selling them, but they do sell. So there you go. You know, I've been doing this for years, and people like the books. So who am I to complain? I like writing them, and I'm glad you enjoy reading them. But take a look at mojoacademy.org, because there is a book there that will change your life. Now, I'm obviously stalling, you know, because I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Because, like I said, I'm nervous. You know, I haven't done this in 2 weeks. And, you know, this may come as a shock, but I'm only human. There's some people who know that all too well. But I would like to get going now. So let's pull back the curtain on the magical window. I usually talk a lot more, but I've got nothing to say. Have you noticed that? So we'll pull back the curtain on the magical window, which begins by ringing a bell 3 times to declare sacred space. And now we'll pull back the curtain on the magical window for Karen in New South Wales, Australia. Hi, Karen. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tomorrow?
on
the other side. On the other side of the world.
Yep. How's it?
Yeah, well, it's winter there, right?
Starting winter, yes. Yeah, well,
we're hitting the old 90 degrees thing. They do a very sly thing here in New York City when the temperature goes up. The power company cuts the wattage, and so everything is dark. And if you have limited vision, as do I, you know, I'm going to need a guide dog to get around my own apartment. But the saving grace is I enjoy watching my electric bill go through the roof every month. I've paid more in rent years ago than it cost. You get the same thing, right? Well, you know, it's about saving the planet, which of course is silly, because if we're causing global warming, I'd like to know, what did we do to end the ice age? How did we do that? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's just cynicism. So, Karen, what can I look at for you today?
Well, I'd like to know if we're going to buy a house soon.
If you're going to buy a house?
Yes.
Okay, I thought for
a moment. If we're going to find one soon to buy.
Okay, I thought you said buy a husband, you know, which, of course, you can do that here. In New York, you can buy anything.
No, I have a husband.
You have one or you had one?
No, I have one.
Oh, good. You keep him, you whip him into shape, right? I mean, that's the first job of a wife, is to whip that guy into shape.
You know. Try to.
Well, it's a husband's job to confuse the woman, too. I mean, this is going to sound a little ribald, but there was one time in my life when I invited a young lady over for dinner, and that was all it was. You know, I was going to cook her dinner, and she immediately took all her clothing off and stood there looking so proud of herself. And I ruined everything. I said, you know, my mommy has a suit just like that. You know, I don't know. The impulse, I never said that again, but, you know.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that was sort of a joke, but now there's somebody out there who still thinks I'm Norman Bates, you know. She probably thinks she got away with her life. So let's see, what do we have here? Well, this is good. You know, to get a house requires money, right? And here is the Ace of Coins. That means the beginning of money coming in. So there will be money. Yep. The Knight of Cups is here. That tells me that something new is happening to you that's going to be very good emotionally. And now, this is good. The Emperor. Oh, no. Three cards here. I don't mean, oh, no, in a bad way. These three cards here are so bloody powerful. The Emperor.
Yeah, I know the cards. Yep.
The High Priestess and the Fool.
Yep.
Jeepers, creepers. I mean, that's the trifecta. Followed by the Ten of Coins, which is more money coming in. Mm-hmm. And the Sun, which is happiness and healing and health and growth. And the Eight of Rods, which means it's all happening now. It's coming through. You're fine. Whatever you want is coming your way. I mean, you're
good.
It's coming. It's coming now. And so the answer is, you're going to find something better than you expected, probably. And you're going to have the money to do it. Gee, that's beautiful.
Yep. Okay.
Let's see.
No, that does sound good.
Yeah, you know, that's about it. You know, all these other things are just nice, like the Nine of Cups. That's a person who is growing a little plump with physical satisfaction. You know, this is, your cards are so positive, you know, that do things always go your way, or is this a new trend?
Up and down.
Yeah, that's the way of the world, isn't it? This is very good. These cards, you know, I see the Strength card here, and the Three of Cups, which is the conclusion of something in plentiness. Good grief! You're set for life here. You're doing okay.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's good to know.
Oh, the Lover's card. Two of Rods. Yeah. The Emperor and the High Priestess and all that. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you say the Empress card? Did you just mention the Empress?
The Empress card. So
that's this.
Yeah.
That just slipped right out of the deck, the Empress card. As soon as you mentioned it, there it is.
Son might have a child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got a grandchild.
You have a grandchild?
We will have children.
Well,
I have a lot of grandchildren, but I'm just wondering if one of my sons will have children.
Well, good grief. The star, the cards love you. This is the Star. Now, the Star is about hope and optimism, but let me tell you, do you see the card? Do you know what it looks like? There's a woman
the
Star. There's a woman in some water, balancing the water, and there is behind her, there is a tree. And in the tree is a bird. Do you know what that bird means?
Yeah.
The bird means the soul of a baby that's about to be born.
Yeah, righto.
So this is exactly the answer to the question you asked. I mean, I was just explaining to some people that at the opening of the show that there are some people that the cards just love you, and they go out of their way to answer, and this is it. And then the next card is the Empress. Again.
Yep.
You know, you don't even need cards. you're living a charmed life here. If I was on an airplane, I'd want to sit next to you. Here's the Temperance card too, which is about bringing balance back into the world. And you know, you're just you're just you're you you You're fine. And you're spreading good stuff all over the place. You know, that's it's a shame that your name, Karen, is being used to drag women through the mud. But
yeah, you know, I get that. Not but, another Karen.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird. That's just, you know, the cards constantly disprove that. And, you know, I mean, why don't you come up with a weirder name like Griselda? You know, that sounds like a person who's trouble. Karen doesn't sound like a troubled person to me. Susan doesn't sound like a person who's trouble. But Karen and Susan tend to be older women, I suppose.
That's right.
So you're going to do fine. You're going to get a house. You're going to have more than enough money to do it. You're going to have these people are going to offer you a tremendous deal. It's coming very soon, very, very soon. And one last card is the World, which is assured success. Now, I didn't need that card to know that you have divine protection that's going to assure success. But you've got it. That's why I said I'd like to sit next to you on an airplane because I'd be safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is great. You know, sometimes I tell people at the end of a call, I'm going to burn a white candle to send you positive energy. But you'd probably be better off burning one for me. Yeah. So.
Okay, I'll do that. I can do that.
Thank you so much. Listen, it's been a joy talking to you because I absolutely love seeing such positivity in people, and I'm willing to bet that you're a great friend to have and a wonderful person to be around. So you know, you're going to get what you want.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
well, yeah. That's coming through.
Thank
in the
you
cards.
So much for your time.
Oh, that's what I'm here for. I mean, you know, this goes both ways. I get from you and you get from me and we're fine. Thank you so much for calling. I hope to speak to you again sometime. Bye-bye now.
Will do. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Oh, gosh. A good day. My day is over. It's coming up to midnight now. Oh, boy. That was one heck of a reading there. You know, I don't want to use the other word because, you know, it was a good reading. Most readings are good readings. That's the thing. You know, people expect bad readings because of movies like, was it Dr. Terror's House of Horrors? Which, don't get me wrong, I like that, but they're so negative about tarot that they made up tarot cards just to make trouble. I mean, there's no tarot card called The Ship Overturned and Sinking, you know. No, that doesn't happen. We're all shuffled up again, and Linda, right across the river in Jersey City, New Jersey, is here. Hi, Linda. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm healthy. Relatively. I was so sick for 2 weeks. You sound a little down. Is there anything we can do to pick you up?
No, I'm okay. I'm laying down as I'm talking to you.
Oh, good. I'm a big believer in being supine and just lying around. What Cole Porter cryptically referred to as a Recamier pose. But, you know, he was a nut, so what can I tell you? So what can I look at for you? What would you like to see in the cards?
My house.
What about your house? What would you like to know?
Oh, my cousin recently scammed me out of my house.
Scammed you out of your house?
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel.
So I signed the paper because I believed in him.
Did you talk to a lawyer now about this?
Yes, I did. And they told me there's nothing they can do.
Well, there's always something that can be done, if you know what I mean, but I don't want to get into that right now. But, you know, that's what magical work is for sometimes, you know, to teach people a lesson in karma. Let me see what we have here in the cards here. Well, you know, This is the Six of Swords. That's about moving to some place, moving from rough waters to calm waters. Are you thinking of going away? Are you thinking of moving somewhere else and just putting all this out of your mind?
Eventually, yes.
Okay, well, that's, you know, that's a horrible thing, especially when it's family. But
oh, I know.
Because you who expects that? Well, I do have a card here called
family. Okay.
I have a card here called the Six of Coins, though. That's about getting money. So you may be having some money come your way. That might ease this up a bit. The Two of Swords is here. That's about a situation that needs resolving. You know, it's and you'll take care of it. The Ace of Cups is here. That's the beginning of good things emotionally. So the worst is over here at this point. I think that you're the forward movement here of the Six of Swords tells me that things may be getting better for you sooner than you think. I'm getting cards here about being careful with money. Obviously, you know, I mean, you've been cheated out of a lot, wouldn't you say?
Oh yes.
So, you know, it might be worth consulting another lawyer or two.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, because they can be. I mean, I was married to a lawyer for 40 years, and I've seen her work miracles. There's the magician card. That's a good one. That shows me that you have spiritual power that you can draw from above and bring it down here to where we are. So, you know, get in touch with that side of your personality because it will work wonders for you. You're entering a new phase of your life, but you didn't need me to tell you that. Money is tight.
I know.
This is the Five of Coins. Money is tight. The Temperance card is here, which tells me that, you know, your life was thrown out of balance. The Temperance card is balance restored. So that your life is going to get back into balance. This is not going to be something that's going to ruin you forever. You know, it's just a bad thing, and you'll work through it. And here's this is about being reborn and having a renewal. This is the Judgment card. It also means, you know, getting what you deserve. And it's not so much you, but the person who did this to you will be getting what he deserves. And I wouldn't want to be too close to him when it happens, if you know what I mean, karmically speaking. So, you know, hang in there. You did what you can, but ask lawyers. You know, lawyers can be very creative. I've seen lawyers pull things out at the last minute and deal wonderfully with things. Yeah, my indications here are that there's money coming your way. So keep an eye out for that. That sure would. Let's see, is there anything else here that's worth knowing? No, I mean, everything is there. I see what happened. I see what's going to happen, and it's going to work out well for you. Let me put it that way, okay?
Okay.
But you have to take an active role in that because this is asking you to help restore balance. And here, see, this is the outcome, which is a very happy person who is smiling and has loads of emotional support. You'll be okay. Find people who are good to be around, who can uplift you. And if there's nobody like that, just you can call me now and then. You can okay. Email me through Ask One Radio. You can get my contact numbers, my email contact, and I'll be happy to share a few messages back and forth with you because, you know, we're all in this together, right?
Right.
See, I keep getting these cards of great happiness just down the block, so to speak, which is the Ten of Cups. It doesn't get happier than that. And there's more money cards here. So I think, don't let it get you too far down. I think you're going to survive this and do very well. And they are going to regret what they did to you. Let's put it that way. Here's the Page of Coins. It's more money. Here's the Knight of Swords riding out to get that person. You know, so here's the Ace of Coins again. Money, money, money. You're the world is going to pay you back nicely. Okay. And you deserve it. Just keep that thought in mind. Even when it looks like it's not going to happen, the cards are saying it is going to happen. So it will happen. That's how the cards work. So here's that card again about success and happiness and joy. You can't escape it. I will light a candle to send positive energy your way, but you got to do your part and start consulting lawyers again. Okay. I will. Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Michael.
And look, we've come around the halfway mark. So we're halfway home. This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. I spent the last 2 weeks lying in bed. You know how it is when you get a really bad illness. First, you're afraid you're going to die. Then you're afraid you're not going to. You know, that's it was so bad. I feel sorry for my neighbors, especially yesterday. Mm-hmm. God, what I put them through. I was dealing with nerve pain yesterday. All day. I mean, it started out small, but then, pow. Now, the good news is it happened yesterday, so I'm able to do the show today. But I was screaming all day yesterday. And, you know, this is an old building. We can get away with a lot here that people won't hear. But a person screaming in agony, people will hear that. And I'm kind of sorry for that, but that happens. And it happens. Patty in Chicago is next. Hi, Patty. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, Reverend Elliot. Thank you for taking my call.
That's what I'm here for. I thank you for getting in touch with me. What can I look at for you?
Boy, it's been rough.
Take
4
your
years.
Yeah.
You know, I lost. I didn't even say it that way, but I lost a lot.
Okay.
About everything.
Oh, that's.
And I've got a son who's got issues, an adult, and I want a home again. I want to feel safe, and I don't know how that's going to come about. I feel like I paid a lot of dues for other people, and I'm not blaming anybody.
I understand.
I accepted it.
You don't. You certainly don't sound like you're pinning this on other people, so to speak. But you do seem to know who's responsible and why. Correct?
Yeah, it's been a lifelong pattern, starting from my mom. Always took care of everybody, and
let me interrupt you for 1 second, and then because you might want to know this, I pulled out a card that's the Justice card, and I thought you might want to know that right away. The Justice card tells me that you will get justice. What you deserve is coming, and you'll get it. Now, that can sound like a threat to some people, but it's not. It's a fulfillment to you. Okay, so go ahead. Now, I didn't mean to break the flow there, but I wanted you to know that the cards are telling me that you have justice coming around the corner at you, and you're going to like that.
No, it's just that what I've done in my life, and I know how my son got involved. Sometimes it's ancestral, you know, you just pull it all forward, and I understand it, and I don't know how to help him. And
well, oftentimes we can't help people. There's only so much we can do. You know, we can make an environment in which they can flourish, maybe. But sometimes when you get down to it, we can't do the work for other people. And and if you're a person with any, even a modicum of compassion, that's very hard to handle, you know, because you want to help. But there's a lot of talk lately about toxic compassion, which, you know, they're ascribing that to just about everybody, which means they're trying to destroy. These people who do this are trying to destroy a sense of compassion.
Right.
don't let them. I mean, but you don't want to let people use you in that
right.
regard.
Which is a pattern of mine.
Well, unlimited mercy is very bad. It allows evil to run unchecked. So we have to find that golden balance, you see. And it's hard for people. That's one of the hardest things for people to do is to say no. You know this, right? I mean, you felt that. It's very hard. And there are people who know how to guilt trip us. And I don't handle that. I don't handle that well at all. If somebody is trying to guilt trip me, they're out. They get one strike and they are out. But this is a card which I think really does symbolize you. It's the Empress. And that is somebody, a woman who makes things happen and grow and is nurturing and caring. I mean, in the tarot cards, the Empress is surrounded by wheat and vegetables. You know, this is, you know, doesn't mean she's a cook. It means that she makes things grow, useful things grow. And a person like that gets taken advantage of. Now, you know this, right? You've felt that. Mm-hmm. So you'll find the balance. I have, that's the card I just got here, is about finding
the balance. What I want is I lost my home. I had to give up my home. And I'm a homebody. And I want to create another home. I want to create, that's what I do.
Well, what you want, you'll work for, and you'll get what you want. You know, I'm pretty sure that that's the kind of person you are, because it's very funny. The card here, there are two cards I got here. One is the one I was telling you about, which is balancing. This is a person trying to create balance. That's the Two of Coins. And then there's the Ten of Cups. Do you know what that symbolizes? A happy home. So all these things are there for you. Here's the Death card, which means that this period of your life is coming to an end and another period is going to begin. And here's the Four of Rods, which also relates to happy home. There's no doubt about it. These cards are saying that there is a very nice home in your future. And I don't mean like, you know, 30 years from now, anytime. The Ten of Cups and the Death card, and the Two of Coins, the Four of Rods, they symbolize the beginning of a new era in your life, and it'll be a good one, and you deserve it. So, here's another one, the Ten of Coins. That's about ancestors and family, and the implication is very much about home. So this is not just on your mind. This is what's coming. So keep an eye out, okay? Because you'll find a way to do it. I absolutely believe it. This is the Seven of Cups. That's a person who has many ideas, good ideas. And a lot of people don't like that card. I like it because while it's about unfocused ideas, all you have to do is focus on a couple of them. And I would rather have too many ideas than none at all. Would you agree with this? Are you like that also?
Yeah.
You'll make it. You'll get it. Somebody from your childhood may re-enter your life and help you. That's the Six of Cups. The High Priestess is here. That's the woman who gets things done. Again, the Three of Cups. That means you're going to find what you need through your friends, through people you know. Now, you may not feel that there are any friends around right now, but they're there. And this is the card that seems to be the theme for this evening, which is the Temperance card, which is restoration of balance in life. Your life has been thrown out of balance, let's face it. And that card is going to bring it back. That means that it's coming back, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Now, here's the Hermit. That's an interesting card. Keep an eye out for somebody who may be a mentor and may help you and guide you through this. It's quite possible. Now, here's a card that's ugly, but it's good. And I'm so glad to see it. It's the Ten of Swords. The tower is scary to me. This is the Ten of Swords. It's the one that shows a person lying face down in the mud with swords in her back, you know. But that card means the worst is over. That means that life threw its worst at you, and the implication is you're going to get up. So stick with it, because the next card shows you moving, on the move. This is the eight of Cups. It means moving from where you are to where you want to be, to a better place, and doing it through your own power, and that's good. So stick it out, because you're not defeated. You're not down and out. This is, you know, you lost a couple of rounds here, but you'll win eventually. I see nothing but winning coming in. Gosh, look at that. That's the World. That card means assured success. So I know it doesn't feel like that, but you can always go to askoneradio.com and listen to this or see this reading. If you can't see it, you can see the cards on the video stream. Just go to askoneradio.com and play your reading from today, and you'll see. You know, it'll help prop you up, you know, because it's a wonderful reading. And I'm going to try some more cards here. Let's see. Well, you see the Page of Cups, that's something new is coming your way in terms of emotion. And it's going to be the page is real. It's here. You know, it's tangible. The Ace of Coins, is money is coming your way. This is all good stuff. The Page of Coins, the Eight of Coins. If you have money problems, this looks like it isn't going to last. Now, the important thing here is the Judgment card. And here again is the Ten of Cups. The Judgment card means you're going to get the justice you deserve. These things do take time. It takes time for the wheel to turn. I'm surprised the Wheel of Fortune hasn't shown up yet. But, great. See, this is how the tarot cards work. They're really wise guys. I tell you it's going to take time, and the Eight of Rods shows up, which means it's in the works right now, and it's almost exactly here. So I say it's going to take time, and the cards say, no, it's not.
Okay.
Beautiful, huh? So hang in there, because your outlook is very good, as the eight ball used to say.
Okay.
The old eight ball. I see good. I see nothing but good things coming your way, and you've earned them. Okay?
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. And let's see if we can get another call in. You see, this is one of the things I like about tarot, is just when you need it, it can show you the beauty of life. It can show you what's coming that is going to be just beyond splendid. So I'm shuffling them up to be sure that we get it going. You shuffle a set of cards three times, and it's considered randomized. Denise in Memphis is next. Hi, Denise. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Beautiful. What can I look at for you?
Yes, I went through a pretty bad divorce. And it was so bad. I know, to the point where my ex-husband fought for custody and he won. And I couldn't believe it. But I'm just trying to see, will I be able to, because he's been keeping her from me, reconnect with my daughter.
Let's see. Well, the first card I have here is the Sun, which is about healing and health and growth and happiness. So that's good. You know, that tells me that you can recover from the situation. This is followed by the Ace of Cups, which is the beginning of emotional happiness and joy. Now, the Two of Rods is here. It tells me that something is on the way. Something's coming. That's followed by the Six of Swords. The Six of Swords is the one that shows a person moving from choppy waters to smooth waters. We're not going to take this literally, that you're going to go on an ocean voyage. What it means is you're going to use your willpower, which is the name of that card in another deck. You're going to use your willpower. It's also called science. You'll use your willpower to get from where you are to where you want to be. So that is very positive, and that is good. The main thing is that first card, which is the sun. There will be healing and growth and joy. You need the healing because you've been done dirt. Let's face it, right? You were mistreated, and the cards show that. But you're going to recover from this. You have great spiritual power, by the way. I see here the magician, which is the person who can draw power from above and use it here on Earth. Are you a mystical, spiritual person?
I am.
There's a lot of hoodoo in Memphis, that's for sure. You know, there's I don't know if you still have botanicas there, but you know, we used to have a lot of them here in my neighborhood in New York, but they're all gone. Mm. But it's too bad. We lose the old ways at our own peril. But, you know, the South is the birthplace of traditional hoodoo, and it can help get you what you want. You know that. The conjure man can do a lot of stuff. Now, this is a fascinating card here, and I sense this about you to begin with. It's the Fool. That doesn't mean you're a fool, you know, anything but. It means that you have spiritual protection. The Fool is the beloved of God. And that's followed by the Six of Rods, which is not just success, but triumph. So although it doesn't seem it now, which of course is the Four of Swords, which is a time out and stagnation, but there's going to be action, and it's going to be so good for you. You're going to take control of this situation, and it's going to benefit you finally, and the truth will come out. So you know,
okay.
Don't. I mean, I can't tell you don't worry about it because, you know, we worry. You know, and through worrying we find solutions sometimes. You know, the root of the word worry is to strangle, by the way. So when they say, don't let it worry you in the old days, the very old days, what they meant was, don't let it kill you. You know, it'll go away. Right now, you're dealing in a very sad period, which is the Three of Swords here. But here you are again, the High Priestess. This is the woman with spiritual power. I have no doubt that anybody who treats you badly is making a huge mistake. Okay? You feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Now, you can always get in touch with me, and I can show you a few things you can do to help kick the odds onto your side, shall we say.
Okay.
Magical stuff, if you want. It's easy to just Google Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. You'll be able to find me and contact me anywhere. But it's... Okay. It's truly there for us to use, and I see there's so many indications in these cards that you are a powerfully spiritual person, that you should use these spiritual things. There's nothing wrong with it. That's what they're here for. So if you want to get in touch with me, do it. If not, you know, find a conjure man in Memphis in a store there. You know, I'm sure you can explain the situation. And I'm still staggered by this card, the Fool and the Six of Rods, which is triumph and success. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a very powerful thing here. You listen, let me put it this way. I'm not going to say, well, chances are you are going to come out of this. Okay. You are going to, it may take a little longer than you want, but you're going to come out of this just fine. And I say again, it may take a little longer, and I get this card, the Eight of Rods. This is the second time it happened. That means something is on the way, and it's practically here now. That's what this card means.
Oh, wow.
It's two times tonight I said it's going to take a while, and the card said, no, it ain't, you know. So it's coming. That card is beautiful. That you see, it shows these sticks that look like they're They've been thrown and they're about to land. So there you go. This is the cards are slapping me down publicly. But here again is everybody is getting this card today, the Temperance card. That tells me that balance will be restored in your life. And that's what you need. And that's what's coming. So hang in there because, you know, it's like they say, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Sure.
And your dawn rapidly approacheth. It sure does.
Wow.
So hang in there, okay, Denise?
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. Bye. And gosh, that's there's so much positivity in the world. Sometimes it sure doesn't seem that way, folks, does it? I mean, people are hurting people. I did something very, very bad when I was a little boy. I hurt somebody. I did something nasty with a bunch of other kids to a kid who was kind of helpless. And he started crying. And that changed my life. I'll tell you about it sometime. I'll tell you about it next week if you want. His name was David. I never forgot his name. And I did something very cruel. And it hurt him. And he let me know it in by crying. And it just, man, empathy was born in my little cruel boy's heart that day. Oh, gosh. I will tell that story. I really will. And I was rewarded. Something very lovely happened to me many years later in that very building where this kid lived, involving a rather well-known fashion model who was I'm not going to be a cad about this, so let's just let it go. Anyway, that's it for this week. I'm so glad that I didn't die last week. I'll tell you, I haven't been on in 2 weeks, and here I am. I was ready to go to the hospital because I thought I was going to die. But the last time I went to the hospital, they nearly killed me, so I got up and left. Very odd, isn't it? So I'll be back next week. At the same time, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. If you didn't get through and you want to reach me for a free mini reading, the email is asktarot, A-S-K-T-A-R-O-T, at earthlink.net. I'm pronouncing my T's. I don't want to be a tease, but there you go. That's it. So we will be back again next week to look through the magical window of the tarot. And I want to thank you for reinvigorating me. Getting together with you, especially in this period of grief for me, and I don't mean grieving grief. You're really helping me. You're the energy I get from you is revivifying me to the extreme. So thank you, so much for accepting me. Until next week, remember who you are is the universe's gift to you. Who you become is your gift right back to the universe. And I think the universe likes getting presents, because I do. So I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye now.